Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
We try to encourage clients to think early on when they're thinking about retiring, you know, is to think back to when they were 20, 23, you know, in their early 20s, and they're thinking ahead to what do I want to do with my life? You know, what, and as a Christian, of course, what does God want to do with my life? You know, and they're very intentional, and it's that enthusiasm that they're thinking ahead about what to do. And we just want to encourage people to think of retirement the same way. Be intentional. You know, you've maybe heard the saying, if you aim at nothing, you're bound to hit it. So you don't want to go through life, you know, just wandering around and let life happen. You want to be intentional and approach that retirement the same way, because some of these people are so ready to retire. You know, they're just wore out. You know, they just want a break. But, you know, after you take a few trips and you golf a few rounds and, you know, it's kind of like one long Saturday, one long weekend, you know, that, you know, after a time, is that going to be enough? And is that really, when it's all said and done, is that the way you want to spend it? So with that in mind, then think about the financial aspect of that too, is how much is enough? What are the things that I want to do that are going to be meaningful? So what's the guy's name? Wrote Seven Habits, Stephen Covey.
Yes.
You know, begin with the end in mind. You know, if I have 5 years, if I have 10 years, you know, when I'm at the end and I look back at my retirement, did I not just spend my money wisely, but did I spend my time wisely? Was it intentional? Was it purposeful? And certainly, you know, as a Christian, was it kingdom centered?
Yeah, I think we want to keep that kingdom center, that focus. So even in terms of our generosity, our giving, that shouldn't just stop when we hit retirement age. Are there maybe common mistakes, Paul, that you see maybe over the years that we make, or if there's sort of the 1, 2, 3, these are the first things you should do, regardless of maybe your age, to get ready?
Yeah, I would say without a doubt, the number one reason that people fail at any age is procrastination. And that doesn't matter if you're 32 or 82. A lot of times people are mindful of some things they should be doing or should have done, and they just haven't gotten around to it. So don't procrastinate. That'd be the number one thing, and certainly with our focus here on retirement. So if you're young, at least be thinking ahead. And it doesn't mean that you have to put everything on hold. You know, don't do anything and put every dime you have because you're hoping to retire someday. That's probably not wise, because then life's going to be out of balance. But probably there'd be some wisdom in trying to balance some of those things, is maybe paying down the mortgage some or accelerating that some, and putting some money aside for college. But then, depending on the age of the kids, what if they don't go to college? But there are accounts, 529 plans, that offer some real benefits. But then also be mindful of their retirement, because you can't take out loans for your retirement. There aren't scholarships for your retirement. You know, it's going to be up to you.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.